AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Freezing rain and sleet get the blame for power outages for more than 185,000 customers in Georgia. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the power is out to tens of thousands of customers in his state.
There are reports of about 56,000 power outages statewide, and those numbers have been rising slowly.
2 to 6 inches of snow fell in Washington, D.C. Building Superintendent Derek McCallum says he's happy that more didn't fall.
That's not that bad. We've had worse, but it's okay.
Freezing rain fell as far south as Mississippi, and in Virginia, more than 500 wrecks were reported. Ash Carter has been sworn in as defense secretary, the fourth person to serve in that post in the Obama administration.
To protect their dignity, their safety, their well-being. To make decisions about sending them into harm's way with the greatest reflection and care.
Carter replaces Chuck Hagel, who resigned under pressure. Too few younger Americans are able to buy that first home, in part because of their crushing and steadily rising student debt. Federal Reserve in New York says more than 11% of student loans are late by 90 days or more. Total student borrowing stands at $1.16 trillion, the most on record. It's Fat Tuesday. That means Mardi Gras. This woman is ready to party in New Orleans.
Rain, shine, snow, sleet, it's Mardi Gras time.
Floats, beads, and moon pies in Mobile as the Alabama port city celebrates what locals claim is the oldest Mardi Gras in the country. A terrible carnival accident in Haiti. At least 20 people are dead after a man on top of a musical group's carnival float was electrocuted, setting off a panic in which dozens of people were trampled. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 19. This is AP Radio News. A federal court has put President Obama's immigration plan on hold. Mark Smith tells us more.
A White House statement says administration lawyers are confident the president has the legal authority to shield up to 5 million immigrants from deportation. At least one part of the immigration plan was to start Wednesday. But a federal judge in South Texas has issued an injunction to stop it, so a lawsuit by some 26 states can go forward. Backers of Obama's actions say the ruling's just a temporary setback. However, House Speaker John Boehner says it's no surprise at least one court agrees with GOP critics who think Obama's immigration actions are an abuse of power. Mark Smith at the White House.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi heads a delegation of congressional Democrats on a visit to Cuba. Pelosi and the eight other lawmakers plan to meet with government and church officials as well as with members of the U.S. delegation who are in Cuba. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.